This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to this program. We're talking about something today that I think touches all of our lives at some point or another, and that is worry. Have you ever worried? Are you worrying right now? Are you wishing you weren't worrying? Are you trying to fight worry? Did you even know you could fight worry and overcome? Or did you think you were just stuck with worry? Well, I've got good news for you, because Jesus said for us not to worry. And Jesus would never, ever tell us not to do something if he didn't give us the power to do that. So friend, that's what I'm talking to you about on these programs. The power to not worry, what Jesus says about worry, what is worry, what does worry do? Is it possible to say goodbye to worry? That's what I'm calling this series. It's called Worry Goodbye. It's a 5-part video series. Maybe you know somebody that's covered up, enslaved with worry, and they might watch something. You might get this for them. And also the study guide that is a companion study guide that you can go along with these teachings and study right along with me in the Word of God. I want you to have these tools because it's going to help you get this truth deeper and deeper and deeper on the inside. You see, we live in a world that's dominated by worry. We live in a world that has social media that makes money from worry, that teaches you to worry, that says there's something wrong with you if you're not worried. So we need equipment to stand against worry. Well, stay with me, and I'm coming right back.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
So we're calling this lesson, What Does Jesus Say About Worry? We want to know what Jesus says about worry. But before we see what Jesus says about worry, I want you to know that Jesus was tempted to worry just like you are. And we find that scripture in Hebrews, and it's chapter 2. And I love this scripture because it really shows the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ, that God loved us so much that he would come and live here and endure so much. So much he endured in this world. So much ridicule, so much criticism, so much accusation. That's before he came to the cross. Did you know he was called the Prince of Demons? Can you even imagine that? One time he was called a drunkard. Many times he was called a blasphemer. He understands, friend, what it's like to be tempted with worry. And I want you to see this in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Before I tell you what Jesus said about worry, I just want you to know, he's able. He is able to aid you. Absolutely. If you come to him, he is not the God with the clenched fist. He is the God with the open hand. And what does he offer? He offers to you help. And then it says in Hebrews chapter 4, and it's verse 15 and 16, and it says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He was tempted just as we are, yet without sin. And did you notice that first part? It says that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize. He can sympathize. He does sympathize. He was tempted in the very same way that you're tempted to worry. He was tempted in that way. And Jesus said to us in the Word of God, He says, don't worry. And we're going to look at that in just a minute. He said, don't worry. And I want to assure you, friend, He will not ever ask you or give a commandment to us to do if He didn't give us the equipment to do it. He has given us the equipment. And I just want us to open our eyes a little bit to what Jesus said about worry. So it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And it says, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than drink, and the body more than clothing? And then he says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, neither do they gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? And in verse 27, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to your stature? Okay. Jesus is telling us that we're not to worry. Not to worry about what we eat. Not to worry about what we drink, eat, wear. And He's saying the birds don't do this. They don't sit around and worry. They don't gather. They don't reap. And that when we do worry, it's so fruitless. Because how, if you, a cubit is like, a cubit is about that long. So how could you and I ever sit and think long enough or strategize long enough to get this much taller? It's absolutely impossible. And also you would think, well, that's insane. Well, when we worry, that makes as much sense to the spiritual power that we've been given and the love of God that we've been given compared to worrying about growing this much. That's what Jesus said. So Jesus says, look at the birds. And I'll read the scripture again. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more better than they? Well, of course you are. And the Lord takes care of those birds. It says in Luke about the birds when Jesus is talking. It says He's talking about the Heavenly Father. And He says that the Heavenly Father sees when a bird falls out of a tree. Now, if God, the Father, who's holding all of earth together, all matter He holds together. He holds all the atoms and the protons. He holds them all together by the word of His power, it says in Hebrews. He's so powerful to do that. Then He says, I see when a bird falls out of a tree. How much more, friend, does this mighty God care about you? Jesus said that. How much more does He care about you? Then He said about worry. He said that it's like It's like if you compare us worrying to worrying about our life, worrying about our food, worrying about what we're going to drink, worried about what we're going to eat, what's going to happen with this situation, what's going to happen with that situation. Worry, worry, worry. He says in the Word, he compares it to sitting around and trying to think hard enough, plan hard enough, strategize hard enough that you could grow this much. You could get this much taller. Well, nobody's going to think and sit and ponder about how to get that much taller. And that's how fruitless worry is. But he says, look at the birds. Well, I've looked at the birds, and I see the birds calmly sitting on those wires or sitting on a tree branch, and I don't see any birds having a nervous breakdown. Have you ever seen a bird have a nervous breakdown? No, because they know that their heavenly Father is taking care of them. That's powerful. That's really powerful to know that your heavenly Father is taking care of you. Let's go on with the scripture. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Jesus is saying again that the clothes that he puts on those flowers, the way they're made, even the weeds, they're here today, gone tomorrow, and their beauty is greater than Solomon's beauty. How much more is this magnificent God who clothes those flowers that are pretty insignificant, honestly? How much more is he going to clothe you? This is so powerful. Therefore, do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need of all these things. He knows your need. Then he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So he's telling us if we seek him, then he's going to add these things. But we've got to get our eyes off of those things and get our eyes on the Lord. And then we see, oh Lord, you're my heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, you love me. Oh, Lord, you're going to take care of me. And then we don't worry. And then we see, Jesus just said it, that these things will be added to you. They'll be added to you without the stress. They'll be added to you. And the next verse is just my favorite. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is Jesus telling us not to worry about tomorrow. And friend, you know that Jesus knew what his tomorrow was. He knew what the next day was. He knew what the next day was. He knew, because of prophecy, he knew that he would be tortured. He knew they would pull his beard out. He knew that he would be struggling for breath on the cross. He knew it all. He could have worried about it. He knew he was going to be separated from his Father. He knew he would go to hell for you and I. He knew he was going to raise from the dead. But friend, we started this program with that he was tempted in the same way as you and I are. So when you and I, we worry, we're worried about this, we're worried about that relationship, we're worried about, am I going to have enough money? We're worried about clothes, we're worried about what are we going to eat, what are we going to drink? And God says, don't you know that I care for you? Don't you know I care for you more than the flowers and the birds? And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. I've meditated on that verse for hours, honestly, because I told you before, I have really been tempted to worry. And then I saw that verse, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. If I don't worry about tomorrow, then I can live fully this day. And as I live fully this day in the present, I will do everything I am supposed to do for tomorrow. I will have the power. I will have the mental ability. I will have the emotional ability to complete tomorrow because I used my today properly. I wasn't worried about tomorrow. When you worry about tomorrow, you steal your strength. When you worry about tomorrow, you waste your energy. When you worry about tomorrow, you waste your mental strength. Have you ever just worried and worried and worried, and then you saw that you were just exhausted from worry? I know two people, two examples exactly. One got cancer because they worried. She told me that. She said, I know I opened the door to this cancer because I worried so much about if God was going to provide for me. I know another woman, she worried because she was worried about her son. And you know what happened to her? She had a heart attack. I'm not trying to be all sad and everything. I'm just telling you the real truth, that worry is not a friend. Worry is an enemy, and we need to treat it that way. When those thoughts start to come across our mind or try to work in our emotions, we need to put up that door and say, no worry, you're not coming in here. I just read in the Word of God that God cares for me more than birds, more than flowers, and that I am His. He loves me, and I can seek Him, and He will do the work. I don't have to stress over it. He will add it to me. Oh, friend, I am telling you that when we agree with God, see, that's what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking to you about not just knowing this verse. I'm talking to you about doing this verse and agreeing with God. God, I agree with you. I am not going to worry about tomorrow. I am going to live today to its fullest. And I will be ready for tomorrow. And I'll be ready for the next day. Worry steals your time. It steals your time. And you're not going to get that time back. We need to take the opportunity that God has given us right now today to live this day to the fullest. Jesus said, worry is a thief. It's a thief and it's a lie. But we can see in His Word, He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin, and that He gives us the Holy Spirit to be able to overcome such an enemy of worry. Oh, you can have peace today, friend. You can start saying no to that thought, no to that thought, no to that emotion, because my God is going to take care of me. That's a powerful statement. Say that with me right now. My God loves me and He's going to take care of me. I belong to Him and He lives in me. Powerful, powerful. It's turning on agreement with God and turning off everything that disagrees with Him. Worry steals your peace. God paid an amazing price through Jesus to give you that peace that's inside of you right now by the Holy Spirit. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. It's on the inside of you. And you can have peace. In fact, you can exchange that your worry for peace. Well, I've enjoyed being with you so much today. And I want you to stay with me because I'm coming right back. And we are going to pray together.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love.
Have you ever worried about something? Are you worried about it right now? Did you know you can fight the temptation to give in to worry-filled thoughts? Today's world thrives on worry and promotes fear, complaining, and scandals. But the good news is, Jesus hasn't called you to live that way. He tells you not to worry, and Jesus never tells you to do something without giving you the power to do it. In her new series, Worry Goodbye, Denise Renner explains, what is worry? What Jesus says about worry. What we can do to change our habits of worry. The danger of keeping even a little bit of worry. This encouraging five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent His Son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease, so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can order Jesus is Your Healer today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Worry Goodbye, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, is that not encouraging that we can say goodbye to worry and we can say hello to peace and agree with the power of God that's on the inside of us? Well, I want you to have this because it's going to help you. It's going to get this word more inside of you, this five-part video series. Maybe there's somebody you know that's not going to read the Bible, not going to take a study guide, but will watch something. This is going to encourage them. Or you may want the study guide to open up the scriptures and really get this deep down on the inside of your heart. Or maybe you're struggling right now and worried about sickness and disease. I want you to know, I want you to have my book, Jesus is Your Healer. And the subtitle is The Power of His Sacrifice, Both to Save and to Heal. Did you know that? Did you know that? That every drop of blood that came off of Jesus' body, it didn't just have your salvation and deliverance in it. It had your absolute healing in it. Right there. Your healing is in that blood. And that blood is powerful today. Right today. Father, we just thank You right now for the power of Your blood. And that we can depend on what You did on the cross. And we can turn away from worry. And Lord, we can say yes to peace. And Father, if someone's struggling with sickness or disease right now, I proclaim over them right now the healing power of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I enjoyed being with you, and I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do so any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.